The AIBP ASEAN B2B Growth Podcast is a series of fireside chats with business leaders in Southeast Asia focused on growth in the region. Topics discussed include business strategy, sales and marketing, enterprise technology, and innovation.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the AIBP ASEAN B2B Growth Podcast. And today I'm very happy to feature Central Retail Group. Well, I think everyone would know Central Group, and no surprise, Central is also one of Thailand's top retail company. Today we have with us Khun Hansau Wongsiripitak, the head of marketing at The One Central today. As head of marketing of The One, it is Thailand's number one digital lifestyle and loyalty platform under Central Group. Khun Hansau is one of the top executives leading young, talented team members to successfully bring The One to achieve digital transformation and deliver the best customer experience through The One platform and The One application. She is also responsible for driving the excellence of marketing, communications, customer experience, branding, advertising, and public relations. That's a lot for one person, but she comes with 22 years of experience in communication, advertising, marketing, mobile, and wireless technologies. Well, that's a lot for one person and in her career. So before I go any further, perhaps Khun Hansau, I'd like for you to introduce yourself, your career path, and a little bit more about your role at The One and the Central Group.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and then hi everyone, and sawadika. My name is Hansau. Actually, The One, we are here in the market in Thailand for already 16 years. We are entering to 17 years already. It's a very long-term program, and we are having 20 million members in our programs, and then it's actually it's like 30% of Thai population. So it's as one, we are the number one. It's good enough to say that we are the number one loyalty program in Thailand, and also I think we are top in the Asian Pacific market as well. I'm joining the company for 5 years already. Actually, this month is actually my 5-year anniversary.
Congratulations!
Thank you. And then we have been went through a very huge transformation. I think it's actually happening 6 years ago, actually during the time that I joined the company, that the whole group as a retail, as a Central Group, as a retail, if you think about that period back to 5 to 6 years, e-commerce is coming and everything, just everyone talking about, oh, retail will be die. The next industry that will be die in this market is retail. But I think in terms of the retail, especially in Asia Pacific market, the way of people living, the way of people, have the behavior toward the retail industry might be a little bit different from US or in Europe. If we don't change, we die for sure. So as a group, as a Central Group, actually from that time, they have very, very dramatic change, and then have been announced about the vision that we have to be totally changed and transformed to be able to capture the today's and tomorrow customer. And then that's kind of thing that we call to ourselves as a Central Life. That's the way that the Central Group would like to be for the meaningful for the customer. And The One, actually we are, The wonderful thing about The One is that we are the center of the group, because all 20 million members of the group is actually a group wide that we across all different business units that we have in hand, about almost 20 business units. So from that time back to 16 years ago, that The One is like a supporting unit. We just carry on the customer data. We just taking care of the customer in terms of supporting. So 5 years ago, the whole group and our whole company has been decided, no, that's not enough anymore, because we want to really drive the customer as the center of everything. So how can we put this part to be on the back of the door, right? On the back of the house, is not possible. So that's kind of huge transformation, not only for the whole group, but inside The One as well. And so that's why we have a big transformation. And then the keyword that we mentioned at the beginning, we have been transformed from just only the program to become the platform. And then we have kind of like a using the technology to help both inside and the outside with the customer, that before they have to call us, they have to wait for the paper coupon, they have to, you know, do the everything that, like, you know, very, very, you know, traditional way and or not manual way to be application. So that's why we're introducing the one application to the market, and then especially for our member to be able to facilitate and then help them to be able to make the new journey, make a new transaction, make a new way that shorten their time, make them more convenient, or make them, you know, more meaningful way to interact with us or find something better or something new in any way that convenient for them more, not 10 to 10 that you have to come to the mall anymore. So that's kind of the part. And then because of we start from very small team of the management. Me, I'm the one of the oldest management in the team as well. So we kind of like working as a young people together, sitting in the different ways, sitting in the way what actually people has been done so far, what actually missing out from the market, and what actually we have, what actually we haven't been done before. So those kinds of things has been, you know, working in the process of transformation and work with a lot of, you know, beautiful partners, tech partners, and then also internal partner inside our group that we have been, you know, process until so far, that we still a lot of things to do, but that we still moving on to, you know, to work together as a whole team. Even though I'm focusing on the marketing communications of kinds of thing, then it cannot say that it's a huge thing that we have to connect things together, technologies, you know, platform, application. So we have to have, you know, everyday conversation with, you know, CTO, you know, MarTech team, you know, developer team. Data team is our best friends for the marketing, which actually is so beautiful and very, very different from other, you know, company. But data team and marketing team is one of the best friends. We work together very closely. So that's kind of something that we build a new, you know, kind of working environment inside. And also we have to work together with our business unit inside Central Group and also the partner in the ecosystem. So those kinds of a lot of things that we have been done so far, but it's still very, very fun.
Thank you so much, Khun Hansa. You know, what you've just illustrated, being one of the first key leadership members of the One, it sounded like a pretty big challenge that you had to take up. And looking at your career journey, I think you have taken up quite a number of big challenges, and you've always embraced them and done really well. Can you walk us through, you know, when you look at some common characteristics of the roles that you're excited about, what are they, and what was your journey leading up to your current role?
It's actually interesting. Thanks for raising this up, because I'm actually my best before, you know, during 20 years ago, half of my life has been working in advertising industry. So actually in that advertising industry, is also shame that they call it, because before we are huge, we are idea-led, we are, you know, so very, you know, occupied by televisions, you know, radios, you know, big billboard, and then coming from transit and also, you know, TV screen kind of thing, but we still in one of the world. And then once, you know, 10 years ago, that digital hits up in terms of, you know, consumer has been changed, the whole landscape has been totally changed, the behavior has been totally changed. Those, we have been going through a lot of, you know, transformation inside our industry, that how advertising, you know, agency advertising people and the whole industry can be lived on and then still keep the creativity as our core, you know, asset to be still rising on. So from that, and then during also along my journey, I have a good chance of my life to be also shifting to different industry. I have to thanks to that kind of decision that still, you know, give me a very good ground fundamental for my way of working today, which I have been a chance to work in, you know, different kinds of industry. First of all, it's about the telco one. So I work in DTAC, which is, you know, what the second number two at that time, and then have been, you know, going through a lot of, you know, transformation the way that have been worked, and then I have a chance to work under the unit that taking care of the customer service. That's also another interesting part of my career, because the customer service at that time, the telco have so many, you know, customer, you know, postpaid, prepaid, different character of the customer. But once they complain, and then, you know, 15 to almost 15 years ago, that it's still very analog, and then we have kind of like a chat community like a Pantip, if you have been heard about, like a chat community online, and then people come to comments and then talking about our bad, you know, signal they cannot use, so expensive and those kinds of things. How we can handle, also we have a shop nationwide in Thailand, and people come waiting in the line and then 1 hour they still cannot do any transaction, any talk to people, and they complain, our staff exhausted, our call center exhausted. So those kinds of all new perspective for me, apart from, you know, advertising and then shipping to, you know, telco, and then I have been a chance to do kind of like a working in the part of doing infrastructure part to do the broadband service in Thailand for our company. So that's also another part that I met a whole vendor in this world, any kinds of name that we can call the vendor. And then also the way that we have to do the P&L to talking about how to, you know, propose the license. So also from the one who actually working in one side about advertising world to be, you know, have a new challenge to, you know, to participate in new things in that town 15 years ago. It is all, you know, built. But the things that I found, the characters of the way that is that we have to be, you know, very positive about the new things. I think everyone has a fear, but then I think for me, the common things that I found is that I always excited for the new things. Yes. I always excited for the things, the new things that are happening, and then I just do it, just try, and then learn from the things. Yeah.
I definitely see that growth is a very important part of your career path. You take all these new challenges as learning opportunities, and I guess all of the roles kind of lead you to where you are today. And just now you mentioned how the data team is your best friend. It's very, very seldom, you know, when we hear that a couple of years back, we will hardly believe it. But now it seems like understanding data, understanding technology is one of the greatest assets for any marketer. Can you tell us more? How are you using this whole experience of understanding data, understanding technology in really improving the shopping experience, creating like this seamless customer journey for the ones for the central group retail clients?
Yeah, I think for me, just give you a little bit learning before. Once the first, you know, few months that I joined with this company, again, everything is so new. It's what I have been learned when I was the agency people or in, you know, in the consulting role before I joined this company. The big data is one thing that I think I know very well. But then when I joined this company, the big data is the big data that so I have to do very, very quick, and then I think within 3 months, I have to understand the whole data structure of the whole company, because I have to understand that I think the one of the greatest assets of our group and under the one team is the customer data. And then we have the thing that we call first party data, which actually one of the most valuable things for any marketeers to be able to utilize this kind of data to do anything that we want based on the plan that we do. So for me, first of all, it's very important, or anyone that work, you have to understand first what the data, what kind of data you have in your own hand, what type of structure, what type of labeling, what kinds of the way that construct the data, what kinds of thing that the data have been built, format, transform, cleansing, or kinds of thing, any kinds of the data format. It actually, thanks to our excellence and wonderful data team that really what I think we have one of the biggest data team in the market so far, because we have almost 50 people now for the data team, and do it, you know, all from the data foundation until, you know, BI things. So I think it's all in the whole company. So as a marketeer, to be have, you know, the huge big data, and so that this data is, as I said, it's a first party data first, and secondly, we collect the data from the whole group. So the richness, the deep, the depth, the complexity, and it's collecting from the different channel, different paths of the funnel, different transaction, and different kinds of thing. It has to come to, you know, rearrange and adjust a thing, but then it's a huge thing, and because we collect 20 million people so far. And then so for me, to these kinds of things, definitely, you know, from the learning understanding. So for me, the core thing is that we have to, foundation is that we have to, you know, use this data. It's very simple, but I think it's very difficult to use it to be under, really understand the customer.
Understand.
I think I keep it as a big topic first, that using for marketing, using the data not to make money or not to make the result, but to truly understand the customer. I think that's a foundation.
Yeah, because when we talk about data, you talked about like the whole cleanliness of the data, the readiness of the data for it to really drive decisions, right? When we talk about data-driven decisions, the end goal is to find new revenue sources, new ways of connecting with the customers. Can you maybe share with us how it has maybe resulted in an outcome in driving a program or driving a new segment for the group?
Yeah, I think it's actually exactly what I would like to pick up as a use case, because actually when I joined this company, we have been reviewing the data in terms of customer perspective. And then you know what? 20 million people inside the one, everyone are the same, because we didn't do any kind of, you know, even you spend with us 1 million baht or you spend with us 100 baht, we treat you the same. So we found, and then... That's the way of the, you know, because that time we still supporting role. But then as a marketeers and then as the management, we have been discussing and review the data, especially from the outcome in terms of result, in terms of the, you know, revenue. We starting segmenting and see that, oh, actually the beautiful thing about it, the thing that I have been learned since I joined this company is that top customer has been contribute 80% of the revenue of the company, while the rest contribute only 20. I have been learning about this when I was, you know, in university, or we read a lot of the marketing books kind of thing. But it's actually, I have doubt at the beginning that actually this kind of ratio is really have really happened in the real life, you know, industry, but it actually happened here in the retail industry. So once we have found on this data, then we have go to all, you know, segmentation, go to all the things, and then we found out that, oh, we found the gap of our top customer, that every year the spending has been decreasing. So That's a very red alert, right? That's a warning that you're a huge company, you have a huge, you know, revenue, you treat customer the same, but then you see that why the revenue has been dropped. And then when you drill down in the data, you found that the customer was actually very, very loyal to you and spend a lot with you, buy more than 5 to 10 category that you have and come very frequent. You know, some people come every week, every month. The frequency per year is very high, 100 something up, but they spend lower every year. What's happening? So then we found when we do the research more, they say that now in the market, everything you can buy anywhere, right? You can buy not only in the competitor mall, but you can also buy from online, from e-commerce, from social commerce, from, you know, and then they travel abroad because they are top customer. They can buy things more exciting when they're traveling at that time. So we get, you know, a very, very late alert. And then, so then that's from the data perspective, and then from the research and everything we do, we work very hard to find and then get a collaboration for the whole group. And then we introducing the new status called the One Exclusive. But actually, we launched, you know, 3 years ago, and then the One Exclusive is we you entitled to this program when you spend in the group 250k in our group, or 400k in, you know, including the embassy mall or central partner inside the central world kind of in the shop that our partner to collect the spending. Once you become the One Exclusive, you will get a different treatment that we would like to, you know, taking good care for you more in terms of, you know, parking, which is actually one of the most important for Thai market. It's about helping the parking in the mall. And then we have the lounge service. We have the direct communication. We handpick, we personalize the staff for. We have the application once you become the one exclusive. The interface design, everything will be shared. Even in the line, if you register and then you link the account, if you are the one exclusive, the menu will be shared to be for you only. So, and we have internally, we have the team dedicated to taking care this group of customers. So you see, and then I think from the first year so far, we have been tracking and then we see the better, you know, rising. Even we set the target from the first year, we achieve and hit the target in terms of number and in terms of the spending. But the most important thing is that when we do the qualitative and the survey to the group of customers, they scope actually before and after job, we have the one exclusive. They feel more connected. They feel more that, oh, I even a little thing, I should buy from Central Group because it's more like collective thing. And I would like to retain this data because it's like a more valuable, and then that we have more, you know, like up always on, you know, communication and then activity to connect with them.
What you've just mentioned, it's really about increasing the customer lifetime value by really valuing and creating a real relationship with your top tier accounts. You have effectively got them a lot stickier to you. When we talk about data and we talk about use of data, are there any challenges that has come up in using data sources? Is it always as beautiful as what you have seen it to, that you have explained it to be? Are there certain challenges or certain areas that perhaps it didn't work as well as originally thought when you worked with the data team?
Yeah, okay. So actually, as I said, that it's a huge and big data that it's not possible for you to, you know, to get and build that and see. And even you have a possibility to have 10 screen and then put things together and put it, you know, in vertical or horizontal way, your eyes cannot capture, you know, the whole thing as a concept, right? So here in the one, we work together with the data team with the data team to be kind of like a consolidate and then make the data to be able to access and more useful for marketeers, not only for the one, but the whole group. So we actually, the layer that we have been like an interface to interact with the data in the group, we have the especially for the marketing people, we have something called SVOC, we call it SVOC, single view of customer. So once for us as a marketeer, we use the SVOC, we actually have the overview look of the customer in the way that more constructive way. We can take a look in terms of, you know, what types of, you know, foundation layer, like what types of, you know, demographic they have, but we also can see kind of like what types of living. The most important thing is about the goal or the objective that we set and how we can translate the data. The way to translate the data, it might be translate the clues, or it might be translate something that you should not do, or it might be translate to something that you might lack of something or something has been missing out that you have to use your brain on your creativity or your marketing skill to fill out the whole journey that you want to achieve the objective. I think that's the most important, because I saw a lot of, you know, way that people have too much data but cannot do things.
Understand.
And then I see the people always complain that I don't have enough data.
So it's either way, right?
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Sometimes it's not about the tool itself, it's about how you use the tool, right? And I guess what you've mentioned is that you need to use other ways of assessing the data in order to get to the decision that you need.
I would like to add one more point that I have been always found the issue about using data is that you use the wrong set of data to make the wrong decision. Yeah, you do everything right. You analyze things, you have things, but then you use the wrong set of data and then you bring the wrong set of data to answer the question. This is very common mistake happening so far. I do believe that.
Well, one question that I had in my mind, you mentioned about the large sets of data that you have to deal with. In terms of deciding what kind of strategy you want to take, how do you determine Do you take a more short-term perspective on like a program that can make use of this data? Or do you look at it from more of a long-term goal setting in driving the value proposition of the one? How do you make that, I guess, decision on what to do?
So actually, we have to use both. But then the interesting thing about for today in today's world is that long and short maybe not be designed like a 5-year plan, 3-year plan, 1-month plan anymore. But I think the concept of long and short for us is still very important. Depends on who you want to talk to and where they are and what kinds of tools that we have. So for me, we never talk about line anymore. We talk that we use the old, because the interesting about, especially for us as living in the retail environment, I found that the best conversion from our application is actually when we do the program, the best conversion is come from the 10 card at the store or at the restaurant.
That the customer 10 goes, card?
The wow. Small, the 10 cards is kind of like a, the triangle card, yeah. That having some kind of, if you redeem 500 point, you get discount 100 baht when you go to the cashier at the checkout. That's the best conversion when we do the campaign, for example, which is not about the targeting or you think you
not like high tech, all of that.
No, not
very simple
trigger. No, because they went there, they're eating, and then after that, oh, they reveal what kinds of things that can make them more valuable or more safe for them, or make them feel like they pay less than they should do as a normal. And then they found, oh, I am the one member. I have the point. I just scan the QR code and redeem the reward. And then I scan. And then I get 100 discount. But they
something simple like that. Yeah. If you take the perspective of the customer, you are able to deliver the best value in not a very complex way, something simple, something achievable, and you get the outcome that you want. You've mentioned before, marketing has changed a lot. So if I'm a marketer, last time I would do traditional spend, right? Spend on ads, OTT marketing. Right now, how would a marketer look at the overall marketing spend that they have to allocate? How do they drive the outcomes in the new digital world?
With our limited budget, we only spend on digital and very targeting the way we spend. So I think, but I'm looking for the whole perspective, at least in Thailand market. I think you see the number, you see how the increasing way. Yes, it still have the brand that's still capable to spend. And they need a clear objective that they need to spend on the above the line, you know, media. But then I think most of all the brand, this from last year to this, especially during the COVID until now, I think I can see many, many people has been already shift to be majority to be spending on the digital marketing things. But I think for the digital marketing things, the media spending is one thing. But I think they have more complexity and more layer apart from only spend. Because if you spend only on the digital marketing, on the media only, you only spend. You will be, you know, the player actually waiting for when which platform will increase the price, which platform will, you know, share the
and they keep
the
increasing, right?
Share, you know, and you have to keep spending, right? So for us, you know, that kind of hard thing, but definitely we do based on the objective, right? But then another perspective, I think two key perspectives that as a marketer for working in digital world today, first of all, do you have your own media that be able to connect with the customer, especially on the digital world? Like, you know, for us, for example, for us, we have application. So we have the different channel to connect with our customer, like, you know, push notification, which actually I think this is one of the best, you know, CTA and also your best reaction if you do the right thing on the push notification, right? Because it's with them, it's on their hands. And then I think we found a very, very interesting research so far, or even we do the research on our app ourselves. Our customer, our member, actually 70 to 80% is actually okay and allow us to push notification to them. But that's a big deal for us, a big responsibility for us as a marketer to be able to control the message, to be able to customize cascade and targeting message and write even the way we write the message to them, to make them that, okay, this is you talk to me. and to bring the good thing to us, to them, individual. And during our transformation 5 years ago, market is a thing that we invest since five years ago. And the way that we invest is not only allow the tech people or the people who are taking care about the product or the infrastructure to talk, but we as a marketeer has to be involved since the beginning, since we design the program, because we as a key user, we have to be able to articulate the use case that how and what the technology will help us as a marketeer to make the objective achieve. And then I think for the market, it's interesting and very important to things that the things that what type of use case or journey that you want to make it. And the second, I think it's the most important thing is about the scalability. The market, the way that you design the right journey, and then the way that you think that if they get this, you will offer this to them. After that, 3 months later, you will talk to them again. Or like we talked to, I have one interesting use case is about, we are very strong in terms of, you know, understand customer in the group of mom and kids, the family segment. And especially for the people who start pregnant, to deliver the baby, they have a checklist that they have to know. And you know that this month, it's condition of the, you have to change the clothes, you have to be prepared something for, you know, baby. Last 2 months, you have to start preparing the baby things, but and you will feel not good about yourself, but you have to have prepared those things. But after the first 3 months, you cannot move on, but you order a lot of stuff. But then after that, you want to go out, your kids start growing up, you want to have something about learning things. These kinds of things for here in the one, we use the MarTech a lot in terms of, you know, activate or remind or give them, you know, during the whole journey that they have in the life stage, it's a wonderful case that we have been done so far as well. So for me, those own media, and then also the MarTech is the thing that in the digital world that the marketing has to be focused, not having a presenter, influencer, or using money on media. I think that's the part that it's a fundamental is a thing that you know that you have to use it. But the core, the way of the marketing people has to think about, I think it has to be totally changed.
So like the Super Bowl ads equivalent, it may not be applicable in the Thailand or the Southeast Asian market so much anymore. Yes. I understand. Well, you know, we talked a lot, quite a bit about MarTech. And I'm sure in the 5-6 year journey that you've been through, MarTech has gotten more complex. Can you share with us like some of like the technologies or upcoming trends that you see that makes you really excited about where marketing is heading towards?
I think, continuously about conversation about MarTech, I come up with one line that interesting that the marketing people now we have to work with, it's an era that we about working with machine. It's also a little bit, you know, absurd because, you know, we also keep saying that, hey, we are marketing. We have to talking about, you know, consumer insight. We have to be very human, real people. But why? Why am I introducing about the concept that we have to work with machines? Yeah, but because for me, the exciting thing about doing marketing is that how we marry about data together with all the AI and automation. That, but then with us as a marketing, who actually the most human person especially in the tech company, I assume that all the marketeer has to be the most human person. But then with the world has been shifting, I think the first one is about how the marketing will change and how we shift ourselves to be able to work with machine, but we can deliver or create something that more meaningful to our, you know, customers, more meaningful action in terms of, you know, if you can create the delight for our customer, you can create even surprise, or you even create something that make things change from the way that they can. All 5, 10 years, 20 years ago, we keep on doing this, but then you do something new, you make change, and then you make people, for example, we never think that we can go to ATM machine and then we can withdraw the money without the card, right? But then with the technology, now you go with the application. I'm not sure in Singapore, but in Thailand, we can go to the machine. We can press the button. We put the amount of money in our app, in the app, and then we scan QR code through the screen. The money is going out. You don't have to carry the card anymore. But then the way that we do here is that we have to marry the human inside, be right to the data before we make it like a BI. So the way is that after they come up with the data, me and my team as the marketing, we have to sit down. We go through everything and then we rest. No, this is not. This is, I'll give you one example. The very funny is that they have like doing the data, talking about the lookalike, the product for the people. And then they make a formula. And then they say that, okay, people who like butter might will buy margarine. I said, oh, no.
Completely different types of people.
Yeah. No, I'm the one who eat butter. People who eat butter say no to margarine. The data said it in the same category, right? But then in the real behavior, the margarine and the butter is different. So that's kind of thing that, so we in the whole process in every category with our data team before we coming up with SVOC thing that I mentioned. So it's very hard work, but then it's very, that's why we marketing here is very understand the data, because we cannot sit and wait for the tools. Recently, my creative director in our team, he just come to me and then said, hey, this year I would like to try to use Midjourney to create the key visual. I said, go, yes. Tell me how much license that you want to get the license to official that we want to get through. So that kind of it's something that, you know, even, you know, creative people, you know, our creative director has to be totally shared. But then I think this is a beautiful example that I want to share, because this is a beautiful thing how the people, you know, working the people like us marketeer, creative people, thinking about being friendly with this kind of technology and make use of it and make elevate your work and make elevate our work to be able to achieve the timeline, the budget, and then make our customer happy. So I think now the challenge, the trend, the things about, you know, you learn, you understand it, and you find a way, you test and try, and then you find a way to be able to make yourself achieve the goal. I think it's a beautiful and exciting period for us. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Khun Hansa. I've learned very much from today's session. Appreciate your time and your very candid insights into the world of retail and marketing and consumer insights. Thank you very much, Khun Hansa.
Thank you so much. Khob khun ka.
We hope you've enjoyed the episode. For more information about business growth in the ASEAN region, please visit our website, www.iotbusiness-platform.com.